During its annual shareholders meeting, hosted by the Home Office last week, Walmart invites reporters from around the globe to spend the week touring facilities, attending festivities, and meeting with company leaders. Ozark's at-largest Jacqueline Froelich attended several executive sessions on e-commerce, as well as international and U.S. business. Today, she files the first of a two-part report.
Walmart is fully investing in global e-commerce because it promises tremendous returns. That's because anyone, anywhere, will be able to purchase any Walmart product, no store required. The global e-commerce division based in Silicon Valley staffed by 1,500, with 2,500 worldwide. The executive panel on global e-commerce, attended by 75 reporters from around the world, was led by Division Chief Neil Ashe, President and CEO. He said Walmart has a vision for commerce.
And you'll see the momentum and ability we have to deliver a consumer internet shopping experience as well as anyone in the world. But only we can marry that with the assets of the world's largest retailer. And our vision for commerce is that you shouldn't have to choose. You should be able to tailor that experience however you'd like that to be, whether it's at your computer and your desk, whether it's in your tablet on your couch, whether it's your mobile device walking down the street, or whether it's doing all of those as you walk through the door of one of our stores. We want to deliver to you the shopping experience which is most tailored to you, by you, in a way that no one else in the market can do.
Joel Anderson, President and CEO of Walmart.com, says a new search engine launched last year caused a 20% increase in conversion, meaning website visitors who take action.
Our smart pricing, we've launched a set of sophisticated, algorithmically driven, automated pricing tools that quite honestly now allow us to change our prices much more rapidly with the goal of having the lowest prices online of the items our customers want most.
And with more shoppers visiting online, the company introduced a new homepage last month.
I encourage you to go visit our new homepage, and what you'll see is a three-tab design. And that three-tab design brings together a traditional online shopping experience. It has a tab focused on trending and browsing, and it has a tab focused on our stores. You see, we have three unique customers that come to visit us for different reasons, and the three-tab experience allows us to cater specifically to that type of customer. More importantly, it is our first launch of our new global technology platform. And so with that, you'll now see us start to iterate, enhance our site on a much more rapid basis than we have as we migrate to our new global technology platform.
Walmart plans to double its assortment online and boost site to store.
And we've been working with our stores in some cases for over 5 years. Site to store launched in 2007. We now experience about 50% of our transactions that are started online are finished in a store in one way or another. Pay with cash is something we launched just last year. It now represents 3-5% of our sales. And quite honestly, it allowed our unbanked, underbanked customers to participate in the online experience without the need for credit.
Online orders will increasingly be fulfilled by local distribution centers and stores, said Neil Ashe.
We're building what we call next generation fulfillment networks, which are a combination of e-commerce dedicated facilities, which serve individual packages and individual items, with the DCs that you know of that operate the stores, the largest and most efficient transportation network in the country, and then using our stores as nodes, 4,000 nodes around the country, to get product close to our customers.
Jibu Thomas, who heads mobile and digital global e-commerce, says shoppers are increasingly using mobile devices to make purchases.
Another way we look at this is mobile brought e-commerce brought the stores to the web, but mobile brings the web to the stores. And what's exciting about that is we can now use the power of technology to provide digital capabilities to our customers that are shopping in our stores that allows them to save time and money. And then we can combine that, blend that seamlessly with the online experience to create an experience that no one else can match, and in the process, use that engagement to convert more of our store-only customers to multi-channel customers. So this is an area we're really excited about and we've been making investments in.
Half of Walmart patrons have smartphones, and many are 35 and under. One-third of Walmart.com visits comes from mobile apps, and now the company's trying to steer customers to store mode and Scan & Go on iPhones.
So we geofence all 4,000 of our stores, and when a customer walks into any one of our stores, our app experience transforms itself to surface the capabilities that are most relevant to them when they're in our stores. Scan & Go, again, is another example of listening to our customers. They wanted more control of their shopping experience and more convenience at checkout. So with Scan & Go, a customer can scan any item on the go as they're shopping, budget their trip while they're shopping, and with a single scan at our self-checkout registers, they can pay for their basket and they can leave the store. We're piloting in 200 stores. We're encouraged with the early results. So we're investing even more into it.
This summer, Scan & Go apps can be downloaded on Android because a majority of customers use it. Neil Ash says e-commerce is being scaled to markets in the United States and the United Kingdom, where grocery delivery is huge in Walmart's ASDA sector. In the United States, Amazon.com is leading in grocery home delivery.
ASDA is the second largest grocer in the UK, and which is the largest grocery delivery market in the world. We also deliver groceries in Walmart To Go in San Jose and San Francisco in the U.S. We deliver groceries in Shanghai via Yihaodian. We deliver groceries in Mexico via Superama. We deliver groceries in other markets in Latin America. So grocery delivery for us is not new. We know what it is and we know how to do it. It requires a market density, enough customers in a market. It requires basket density, meaning you've got to shop and you got to put enough things in that basket to make it work. And it requires route density, meaning you can put enough orders on a truck to make it economic. We have learned in ASDA how to do this as efficiently as anyone in the world. What we don't know is whether that's what customers want in every market around the world. And so we, as I said, have done a test in the U.S. in San Jose and San Francisco Bay Area where we pick from our stores via Walmart To Go. We've proven the efficiency of the model. We've proven that we know how to do it. We haven't proven market density, so we haven't proven that enough customers want it.
Two other targeted e-commerce markets are China and Latin America, which has some of the highest online traffic in the world. But Brazilian native Fernando Madeira, president of Walmart e-commerce, says Latin Americans in most places are still timid about purchasing online.
Why they don't buy more? First, because they do not trust at all yet on e-commerce. So they are not comfortable to share the data yet. They don't trust that the product will be delivered. Secondly, it is about assortment. People don't find all the products that they are looking for to buy online with the players and assortment that we have in Latin America. And the third, when you decide to buy something, sometimes the experience is not that good. All those things are a huge opportunity for a company like us that we are looking for to excel the fundamentals of e-commerce.
The world's largest retailer is anticipating the world's customers to flock to its EDLP, everyday low price. And to meet demand, it's building a global technology platform to accommodate global e-commerce, which this year is expected to generate $9 billion in sales, and which has, over the first quarter, grown 30%. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.